Let's go! The new Macy's Backstage at Ocean County Mall just opened.
And it's right inside Macy's on the second floor.
Incredible low prices.
We don't even need coupons.
And you never know what you'll find.
Well, that's what the thrill of the hunt is all about.
Great brands, fashion for everyone.
Home decor, electronics, toys.
And new finds arrive every week.
So if you see it, buy it before it's gone.
Who knew shopping could be this exciting?
Macy's Backstage, now open on the second floor inside Macy's Ocean County Mall. Visit Macy'sBackstage.com for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet. He's keeping reasonably sober, and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
That is not gangster! That's very not gangster!
Got my name up. The speaker who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like OG Simpson. I came up, got my name up. The speaker who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing.
Say that again. I couldn't hear over the sound of me shitting myself.
I came up, got my name up. The speaker who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like OJ Simpson. Little homie, listen, try to serve me. I put a 25 in your back like Barry Bonds. In the street or on the beach, y'all ain't able to. Until I sit on rappers like Major Labels. What's with the ice grilling, homie? Change your face. To see them do more to change you, to change your race. Girls love metaphor, and I love them back. Addicted to getting head. Call me the brainiac. Battle rap with words war like D had. I write dope, smoke crack, my notepad, he rehab. Fuck y'all CDs, y'all can't see these or touch these. Rock so chronic, my songs be the munchie.
Yeah, about what it is. It's your boy, Young Press. And we live and direct up in the building. You dig? You know what I mean? We back for the one time, for the one time. And, you know, we're going to do things a little different today. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my impeccable DJ, who is usually here, he is nowhere to be found today. So, you know, we chilling, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to have Mimi in the building later. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, you know. This may be a little tricky. His tone is nowhere to be found. Yeah. But in the meantime, while I get my life together and find out who's here, who's not here, we're going to play some music, you know what I'm saying, because that's what we do here, you dig? So we're going to hop into this bolo one time for the one time, because we have shit getting it, you dig? I'll let your boy.
You got me feeling this one, man. You got me feeling this one for real.
Okay, okay. Yeah, 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 I be out here getting it. Yeah, yeah, I be out here getting it. I'm going in. Yeah, yeah, I'm going in. I'm going in.
Okay,
okay, I be out here getting it. Niggas know we been legit. From the block into the booth, they know I been a monster. Shit, cut that bitch. Baby girl was dying just to see the whip. Looking like $1 million, she begging me to stick it in. That shit don't entice me though. I be all about my cash. Yes, I'm Mr. CEO. Niggas know I bust their ass. Ain't gon' say I'm thugging, but I really know what I be on. I suggest you keep it moving. You don't want no problem home. I be on some other shit, making sure my money right. Dropping tracks or making be so I can whip it up nice. Niggas say they got it, but look, we really living it. You can ask around, niggas know my team.
Okay, I say I'm going in, nigga. I've been all around the globe, shining like a million bucks. Man, these niggas really know. From the trap to Japan, look, I be spending Benjamin. Every time they see me, they like, man, that nigga getting it. I be out here getting it, doing shows and flipping bricks. All about my money, niggas know I be up on my shit. I be out here getting it, be legit or hit a lick. It don't really matter, niggas know I'm out here getting it. Bad hoes and pretty cars, do it big and grind it hard. These niggas know my repertoire, you slip up, I take it far. I don't talk, I just go in. You play to keep, I play to win. I'm sipping Chris, you sipping gin. You pay to go, they let us in. That gang shit ain't shit to me. But with my team, I make you bleed. You want some cash and get like me, go ahead and follow my lead. Stay ducking cops, they know we hot. Raising the hello like in that block. I second change it, cause these hoes my motivation, you'll never know. Sitting on top, that's a known fact. We coming hard on every track. Look, bitch, get back. I don't wanna use that, but keep playing games, clap, clap. In the club, but in a trap, they know my name across the map. My team go hard, we going in, we having it.
Okay,
I say I'm going in, nigga. I've been all around the globe, shining like a million bucks. Man, these niggas really know. From the trap to Japan, look, I be spending Benjamin. Every time they see me, they like, man, that nigga getting it. I be out here getting it, doing shows and flipping bricks. All about my money, niggas know I be up on my shit. I be out here getting it, be legit or hit a lick. It don't really matter, niggas know I'm out here getting it.
I'm a dope man. Dope man, hey, what you need, fam? Quarter, half a stick, couple bricks, or a couple grams. Substitute to the program, money, money, money. But these half-ass niggas half hustle, acting funny. Got plenty money, dope money, work money, show money. Got your girl tricking, so I'm even spending your money. Flow dummy, you can never steal my swag. Try to stop me, you gon' be in a body bag. I be out of getting it for real, you can ask around. Diamond shining from my earlobe and neck gone down. Niggas know who got the crown, nigga move around. C&E going in and we running this.
Okay, I'm going in, nigga, I've been all around the globe, shining like a million bucks. Man, these niggas really know. From the trap to Japan, look, I be spending Benjamin. Every time they see me, they like, man, that nigga getting it. I be out here getting it, doing shows and flipping bricks. All about my money, niggas know I be up on my shit. I be out here getting it, be legit or hit a lick. It don't really matter, niggas know I'm out here getting it.
Money. money keys go. I can't fuck with niggas, that's dead bro. I don't sell dreams, but I leave hope. When the lights off, I'ma still glow. Mr. Dendo, they calling me. When I'm done doing this, I'm back at cheese. I stack raps consistently. Got a bad bitch bending up my G. I keep it 100, 1 Benji. I don't get too well, no Fendi. I don't get in line, can't skip me. I hit clubs, they bit me. When I bust nuts, hoes tip me. You don't fuck shit, you can miss me. 100,000 hustles, just one me. Ever since them folk can't bend me. Cause I'm 100 in the game like Will Chain. Every dollar in the kitchen broke ain't my thing. I'm Big Bang, you Lil Bang. I take hoes on where they nigga can't. I blow paper, I throw racks. Fuck the money up and get it right back. Kid shot rack and ball ass sack. Try to Gucci Louis, yeah, all that. I'm in the 645 on Foles Class. A shiny sliding with a top back. Got killer trailer, ready to blaze max. Make a visor out of your snap back. I'm loft living, condo chilling. Rose sipping, bad bitch flipping. My wrist hitting, got diamonds flicking. See niggas pissing cause I'm living shit.
Hundreds in a rubber band, I throw it out cause I'm living. Ain't worried about them killers cause they all be my niggas. Got a condo full of bad bitches, all counting this money. If you don't get it, I'm sorry for you. Cause we blow G's by the hundreds, the hundreds, the hundreds, the hundreds, the hundreds. And I'ma keep it 100.
All right, man, yeah, you dig. What up, though? It's your boy, Young Fresh. We back in the building. That was the homie Macklemore featuring Jay Ice. Keep it 100. For those who support local music, make sure y'all go out and download the mixtape on livemixtapes.com. Sandwich Bag Music 2, you dig. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all support the homie Macklemore and Ben Bell. So, apparently, you know, we got a... It's Yang Yang here, you know what I'm saying? So, we'll do things a little different, you know. Tone ain't here tonight, you know. Mimi is somewhere. I don't really know. So, I guess it's just the homie Young Fresh, you know what I'm saying? By himself tonight. So, you know, a lot of people on Twitter. Candlelight, and I don't really think Applebee's was a date. Well, I mean, it could be a date, but it really ain't a date. I don't really know how to explain that, but it was a date. In other news, like sports news, the Knicks beat the Pacers. Bulls beat the Heat yesterday. So to all my niggas who Heat fans, y'all took y'all first L in the playoffs. You know what I mean? And it is what it is, though. We did. So, we got a few callers on the line, you know what I'm saying? You know, press one at any time. I'll let y'all in. I don't see nobody with their hand raised. I don't want to just let niggas in because, you know, I let Mike in last time trying to be a real nigga, and he got mad at me. So I hung up on him. So, you know, we ain't going to do that tonight. What the hell? Yeah, I'm down with this shit. So, anyway. So, apparently, they want me to tell this Fugazi story or whatnot, or whatever they want to call it. So, it started, you know, as most situations do, start out with a couple of tweets, you know, fat people in general are drawn to tweets about food. So I made a couple of tweets about me getting myself something to eat, and all of a sudden I had mentioned to a person that I didn't even know that I was following at that point in time in life. So, you know, couple mentions here and there. He said, hey, why don't we, you know, go get something to eat? And that's pretty much how it happened. When I got something to eat, was chilling, everything was good. But then, it got kind of awkward. And awkwardness is not always good. Awkwardness is horrible. Like, when you go on a date or outing, anytime you with somebody that is just y'all, you're supposed to focus on them. You're supposed to find out what they like. You're supposed to say, hey, Juan, what's your favorite color? Or, so, Juan, do you like Metallica? Or do you do cocaine? Like, you're supposed to ask questions like that. You know, get to know the person. You're not supposed to say, hey, Juan, how are your friends doing? I don't like your friends. Like, what do my friends have to do with this situation? I have nothing to do with this situation. This is about, we are sitting here at the table. How are you going to speak for other people who are not here to defend themselves? And that's when it got awkward. Real awkward. Because then she got to ask me all kind of other questions about people that I am no longer even affiliated with at this point in time, who I think he took her down because all of a sudden her thirst for his nose has all of a sudden disappeared. But that's another story for another time. That's a whole other show. That's more of a meme topic. And apparently she is not here. So, you know, I really don't like to fly solo. So unless one of these jerks who I know are listening, like Tori and Mike, want to press one so they can fly with me, I'm going to play another song so I'm going to find the general prophet. So, yeah, I'll be right back in a second. You did, you know. And I'm going to take y'all to Gorn Street one good time because that's where I'm from. Matter of fact, I might need to check in on Foursquare.
And get trapped, nigga. Real talk, this ain't no act, nigga. You better straighten up your hat, nigga. Wrong colors round here, get you whack, nigga. It's real, nigga, they'll jump you out your heel, nigga. Beat up for polos and jumbos, they will get you. Yes, I'm from the home of the buck, where niggas be getting bucked. Keep the chopper in the trunk, and hoes will cut you up. We never gave a damn, so why should we give a fuck? Catch you slipping around here, I show you niggas what's up. These hoes will set you up, and niggas will plot to get you. Life is not a perfect picture, so fingers stay on the trigger. Fresh or real, nigga, and mad it flow through my veins. I cannot be a hoe, cause that's not how I was raised. From the city of the craze, choppers and AKs. Yeah. Goon Street, from the cradle to the grave. Well, I'm the Goon Street. Where them motherfucking goons meet, riding through it, niggas know they better tow heat. Nigga got a problem, I'ma show them how it's done. If a nigga ask me, I'ma tell them where I'm from. How the Goon Street, Goon Street, Goon Street. You can come and get a brick or you can get your ass beat. This is Goon Street, Goon Street, Goon Street. Where them niggas come a missing for thinking this shit sweet. 15 Goon Street, what you know about it? Yellow tape, white sheets, I ain't lying about it. Don't play no games, cause it's real and I've been about it. Goon niggas on deck, so don't doubt it. They think it's funny till they find out we ain't playing. Chop a pot, leave a nigga laying where he stand. Dead bodies get found in the garbage can. That's why my block look like an episode of Gangland. We got V's, we got G's on the same street. Throw up the wrong sign in my hood, better beat your feet. This ain't a game, but some niggas seem to think it is. We play the key, better watch your steps so you won't see your kids. That's how it is, man, my city like a battlefield. Just in fatigue, toting K, this killer be killed. Is that real, and you niggas ain't about that life. I'm down for mine, I ride with knives out of Earn Street. Welcome to Goon Street. where them motherfucking goons meet. Riding through it, niggas know they better tow heat. Nigga got a problem, I'ma show them how it's done. If a nigga ask me, I'ma tell them where I'm from. Holla, Goon Street, Goon Street, Goon Street. You can come and get a brick or you can get your ass beat. This is Goon Street, Goon Street, Goon Street. Where them niggas come a missing for thinking this shit sweet. Welcome to Goon Street, where them motherfucking goons meet. Riding through it, niggas know they better tow heat. Nigga got a problem, I'ma show them how it's done. If a nigga ask me, I'ma tell them where I'm from. Holla, Goon Street.
A lot of slander going on Twitter. What's up, man? This shit that's going on Twitter is ridiculous. So
I haven't even been on Twitter.
Don't get on. First of all, Jamal's losing his marbles, and Ken got half a finger. Said he took rump roast to Applebee's. I'm mad that he refers to a human being as a rump roast.
Look, y'all, shit. Like, I'm pretty much disowning the whole group in a couple of weeks. So, I'll use y'all for company as needed until then, but after that, like, y'all gonna have a phone number, a fucking username, email. Y'all won't have shit on me.
Why you gonna
disown us, man? I'm going Tupac on you, nigga.
I mean, why you gonna disown us, though? Like, what did we do?
I don't even have to go into that. Just know.
I mean, you can't just hold us around. Like, you know, we all make mistakes. Some more than ever.
Hold on, let me get this fucking fan down.
Yeah. For those who are listening, you know, the bill is that high, man. Like, you were.
Fucking headphones that hurt.
You got 2 for $20, you know, the situation in life, you know. She did say that I was rude, but I guess everybody says that when we go out to eat. That's because I'm particular, man. Like, just don't have them sauces touching my chicken, and we'll be all right. You'll live to see another day.
That's just common courtesy, though. I don't even feel like that's a being fat thing. That's just a... They came to the table and asked what the fuck you want. So if you wanted this, then you should have fucking ordered it. Don't tell them, no, I want this. And then when my shit comes, feel like you can dip in my fucking plate. No, bitch, you had your fucking chance. I hate that.
Yeah, and so no one has any questions. There was no sharing of any food. Like, she kept her hands on her plate, and my hands stayed on my plate, and it was the end of the story. 607, you're in the building.
This is Mike. Move your mouth away from the phone. You just muffled. I can't understand nothing you're saying.
I'm not on the phone. I'm using headphones, so I don't know why I sound muffled.
Like, it's...
Yeah. She also said that, But so it wasn't really a date, so everybody can chill out calling it a date. It was a one time thing. There was no follow up. Although she wanted to go out again, that won't happen.
That's because we got on Twitter and slandered her. She unfollowed everybody. Said fuck us.
It is not that I had a problem with it. Like, I think, like, she's a cool person. I mean, she bought like a million followers, but I mean, hey, you know, whatever floats your boat.
So I did follow on Twitter, and I would like to say shout out to Deja Marie 86 on Twitter, who tweeted, LOL, y'all have to let people live. Half of y'all won't admit who y'all like or who y'all fuck because of shade, so who gives a fuck? And that is so valid, because the motherfuckers that, especially dudes, act like they don't want the most, those be the ones that they be hawking behind the scenes so hard. But are they saying that they too fat, too cross-eyed, got too many kids, too ghetto, whatever the fucking case may be, y'all, she wear weave. But then those be the main ones that they be texting and trying to link up and DMing and shit. So that's very true. And I would also like to point out that Jamal is definitely somebody who needs to shut the fuck up on this topic, because he slanders all of the big bitches that he didn't knock down, so he needs to stop it.
So I just read Twitter, and apparently Jamal just called Sasha the mama from Good Times.
Weezy?
No, that's the gentleman. He called her Florida Evans.
Oh,
see, and that slander alone leads me to believe that he would put his penis in any hole in her body.
So what you're saying is that you think bro should just take down Sasha and wouldn't tell her?
Wait a minute. Why has this heifer got a dark skin top and light skin legs? What is going on here?
Wow. Mm. Oh, so she look like the lady from Good Times. That's rude on so many levels.
Hold on. Now, while I don't have a problem with Mika, I'm reading on my timeline that she said that she don't eat a 2 for $20. I can eat a 2 for $20, so I know that's a motherfucking lie.
Wait, you said she don't eat a 2 for $20?
Huh?
She called in to the show or something? Or somebody told her about the show?
Well, I saw people saying stuff about it on the timeline, so I'm guessing it had nothing to do with the show. Somebody sparked it up on Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter. I've been actually minding my business today.
Got
and watching
music
and shit. So, as soon as I get on, that's what I saw.
Right, like the whole topic, it started yesterday, because there was a topic of people buying followers again. Usually when people are talking about people who buy followers, they usually talking about Mika, because everybody always accuses her of buying followers. I don't know if she's buying followers. Right, but like usually that's who I know they're talking about. Well, I tweeted out all people buying followers again under the Mika AKK. Yeah, Sasha tweeted, like, but I thought that was your boo. I'm like, no, what are you talking about? Like, where would you get that from? So technically, Sasha started all of this for no reason. Like, what am I even talking to her about? Nothing. She's like, yeah, I thought that was your boo. And everybody was like, well, you know, then Kim jumped in, like, yeah, I saw her walking out. He's an old lady. Like, what am I talking to you either?
I just remember when it all went down. I was at work and she called me pissed off, like, why are y'all talking about me on Twitter? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? She was like, I went on a date with I think she called you Wani or some shit like that. And I was like, who the fuck is Wani? What the fuck are you talking about, dog? And she just was going bonkers. I'm like, man, I'm at work, man. Call me later. I get on Twitter and the whole time while I was talking about y'all dating shit. I'm like, wait. That's who the fuck she was talking about? I didn't even know she went on a date with, bro. What the fuck is she on?
Right. And it, like, it wasn't a date, fam. It was like two niggas who was hungry, G. Like,
yeah, it was just two niggas who was hungry kicking, wanted to go get something to eat, and they just linked up. That's why it was funny. I'm like, what? And it was like, I'm a fat chick. Like, why are y'all calling me a fat Tumblr? I would never have sex with nobody in y'all group, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
right,
what?
Right.
What are you talking about?
And that was the only thing that, like, really made like, the date, like, well, it wasn't a date, but, like, the outing was cool. Like, you know, we got along, you know, wasn't no awkward tension. Until, like, when you want to talk about other people that ain't around for no reason. Like, yeah, I be drunk texting dude. I'm like, I don't really believe it, but who cares?
All right, if it's who I think it is, you ain't even got to say no names, because I kicked it with her once, and she was telling me some stories about that, and I'm like, I don't care. I just can't even get my goddamn cupcake. Like, you said you bought me
right.
a cupcake. I'll put my fucking food.
Right.
I'm out of here. Like,
all right, when you ask another grown man what another grown man do for a living, like, that is, I don't know what he do. I just know when he show up to the party. I don't hang out with him. I couldn't tell you where his job was. I wouldn't want to anyway.
Yeah, I think we know what the same was. It was funny because she was like, it was funny how he always talking about he don't like big chicks or whatever, and then she was like, yeah, he be hawking me. I'm like, huh? Like, what? Like, that's funny.
Well, yeah, if it's that particular dude, yeah. He said he didn't like a lot of stuff, but he had even Jay and Clippers out here, fam, come. No, man, don't touch on it. Then you just go, you threw somebody under the bus to smash one. I never understood that logic. Like, I would feel unsafer with a person who, like, just the logic of what he said throwing them under the bus didn't make any sense to me. Like, so you can't prove that she has any form of the flap. It made it okay?
What the fuck is that weird-ass noise?
Oh, no, that'd be, like, this would be happening. Like, it sounded like somebody dropping water or something.
Yeah, I thought it was just my phone. I'm like, what the fuck? I was going to hang up and shit. I thought it was, I'd get a show off on to him.
Because the fans listen to the show, fam. It's that hard time. It is, man. I don't know. So, shout out to Tom for flaking and then not sending that what would Mimi do question. He is such a bad.
Dang.
He will hear about it.
Really?
Why don't they
send questions directly to Mimi anyway and she pick them? Take her questions.
Because I like him to ask random. I don't want to know what the questions are before the show.
Right.
Oh,
I like to know what the questions are.
Yeah, so I requested that he just keep them and just randomly pick them to ask me during the show. Because if I know what they are beforehand, my reaction ain't going to be the same because I'm going to
be
mad. Yeah.
That's why I figured you could just, when they send you all of the questions, you just go through and pick those ones. You just open it right there or something and just pick one at random. But, yeah, I feel
you. Yeah. I don't see Tone's job as being on the board.
Wait,
and shit. Like, his job is to be there to do that type of shit. See, I just call in. I be on the go. I don't be out of time for all that. Like, now I'm at home, but I'm not always at home for that shit to be. Searching email on the phone and all that kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
So he's that designated motherfucker.
Right, like, he the tech man of the show and shit. And he want to flake. Got me working the board. Well, I learned to not play no background music, so we won't have any more miscommunication shit. if it ain't a song, it just won't get played tonight. So, yeah, I learned my lesson on background music. If it ain't fake, don't do it. So, have you ever been on a fair date with a person?
What? I gotta say, shit, you be serious.
I asked you, did you go on a date with the person we talking about, nigga?
Oh, no. One day, we was texting or whatever. She wanted me to go look at a car with her because she was going to buy a new car. So... she was like, I want you to go look at the car with me, yada, yada, yada. She ended up going to buy the car anyway or something because her uncle told her to get the car. So I was like, she was like, you still want me to come through? I was like, you still want me to come through and make sure it's cool, blah, blah, blah. When I got there, she was like, it's cool. I don't even want you to look at it no more. So I was like, whatever. And she was like, I'm at the grocery store. I'm going to get a cupcake and something to eat because I'm supposed to have company. I'm like, cool. She was like, oh, you want a cupcake? I was like, fuck it. So she bought me some kind of cupcake from some fancy-ass grocery store. And that was it. I went there. She was cooking. And I stayed for like 20 minutes, and I hit it.
This is the first time you're hearing about the date, Ken, because you don't own your left finger. That is why. Shut up.
He heard about it. What?
No,
it was just crazy how I heard about it. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, she called me and was spazzing.
Mike had a date, too?
No, fuck out of here.
That's what Tori said on Twitter. But, you know, South people are really conservative. I've noticed that. I don't know if it's a self-conscious thing with women or, like, they really, like, they like, her order wasn't what I expected.
What she ordered for food?
Right, like, you know,
me and her used to actually be kind of cool. She told me she don't eat that lot. She's like, I don't eat that much. I don't know how I got fat. And I'm like, fuck out of here. Like, yeah, right.
Like, if you was to say, all right, Mimi, we finna go. Like, if I say, all right, Mimi, we finna go here to eat, you know, get whatever you want, depending on where we go, I already expect what she's gonna buy.
Or she could have did that just because it was our first time kicking it, and she didn't want to overwhelm you with the amount of food she eat.
I would have rather her overwhelm me with food and have a funny food story than for her to make me awkward asking questions about my nigga. I think I would have took the food. Like, it just feel uncomfortable. Like, doesn't like you sitting at the table. It was like, you know, and telling her I got fantasies and hitting her sister or something. I would have rather the retarded food time than an uncomfortable outing about my nigga. That's all I'm saying.
I'm trying to fuck around and lose again. Fucking retards.
Why don't you? Like, I don't think we could pass a tumbler around. I think we had to roll it around, but that's another story. There you know. What the hell?
Are they saying we flipped Mika now? Because that's what they were saying last summer. I'm like, nobody hit that I know of.
No, I thought we were. Right. I think that one dude hit it, but, you know, he will remain nameless on this show. I'm almost certain he did.
Yeah, because that's who, it's funny because that's who she said be texting. That's what I was talking about. She said be texting her on the low.
Right, like, it just didn't add up. Like, Mimi made a good point. Like, so one day, like, all the thirst just stopped. Like, she was thirsty to do it hard, and all of a sudden it stopped.
Yeah, because it's crazy, because when I'm going to get my the cupcake from her, she just randomly brought him up and was like, it would be fun. And I'm like, you just named half of Twitter. What are you talking about? She was like, your boy, blah, blah, blah. He be da-da-da-da. He be on Twitter saying he don't like big girls, but then he dumped my text message, asking me some pictures and send them videos and the Skype them and all that. I was like, that's typical Twitter nigga shit. So, what are you talking about? She was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. He always be quick. Like, I don't even text him, and then he texts me first, and I'm like, cool story. Like, is that my cupcake now? Like, I came for the food. I'm out of here. I drunk some drinks.
Yeah. Yeah, my Twitter timeline is going real crazy. So Nina wants to know what happened to the chick who left the homies on Stuck at Denny's. I don't really think we need to be talking about that on air.
Who left the homies on Stuck? Wow, they brought that back up. Like, how did she know about that?
Because I know people got left at IHOP. I don't know about people getting left at Denny's. So was this something new?
Yeah, this is.
Huh?
We were at IHOP.
I don't know. And then, because, yeah, we was at IHOP around there.
Oh, yeah, after you niggas argued for about 30 minutes on the way there.
Yeah, she pissed me off, man. I wasn't even talking about her. She just randomly, like. I was like, bro, get her, dude. So I go off on her. I'm chilling. So I'm back here texting and shit. Leave me the fuck alone. She just randomly started talking shit. I'm like, dude, stop it.
I'm thinking, like, we just got to do a show about Twitter hoes. There's a lot of them.
It's a lot of them.
There is. Like, everybody's got a
bunch. But she has to be the worst one, though, because... She had to be the worst one because I went out to, I met Randy and some other people at McBob's, and they was telling me, like, she'd been in a, like, I didn't know that, like, she was in a relationship that whole time. She was traveling from here to wherever. I'm like, what? They was like, yeah, she has a boyfriend, like, a serious boyfriend. I'm like, do homie know what the fuck she be doing? Like, this shit is crazy, like. Like, yeah, she's been with dudes like 4 or 5 years. I'm like, oh, damn. How the fuck you in a relationship that many years and you just sucking plenty random penis all throughout Milwaukee? Like, that is not cool.
You gotta do what you gotta do, man. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Like, she's the ultimate worst. Like, that's just, that's tragic. Like,
I don't know, fam. You can't judge it, man. Maybe there's a reason why she, you know, she does these things. I don't really care to find out.
I don't give a shit either. It was just
right.
It's just funny how from Twitter you find out so much shit. Cause I remember when her car had messed up. I was taking Jamonte to the crib. He like, bro. She just said she called 4 flats when you take her home. I'm like, where is her house at? He like, she said she's not going home, yada, yada, yada. Then Mimi called Jamonte, like, you just dropped her off to get flipped. Jamonte was like, bro. I'm like, what up? He was like, you ain't even take her to the crib. I'm like, she's not going home? He was like, no, she's getting flipped right now. I'm like, oh, damn. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, Milwaukee is so fucking small. Like,
that's
like they got around so fucking quick. That's
got to be an awkward way to meet somebody. Like, hey, man, give you a ride. I'm like, nah, trying to go get Jay. Like, what?
No, like, when we picked her up, the whole time she was lying. She was like, oh, I'm going over a gay friend house, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, a gay friend? She's like, oh, she's like, I'm going over a friend house. She ain't going to try to Jay me or nothing. I was like, you drunk as hell. If you going over somebody's house this late at night, it's fucking penis. Like, you ain't got a lot of us. I don't care. I doubt it's broke here. She's like, no, it ain't that kind of friend. He's kind of funny acting. He's kind of, I'm like, he gay? She's like, kind of. I think he is. He acts weird, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I was like, you going over the gay guy's house. So that explains it. And then when all that shit happened, I pull up. I'm parking my car in the parking lot, and bro called me, like, I'm like, what the fuck she lie? Like, who cares? Like, you ain't neither one of our chick. Why the fuck did you lie about it? So the whole little situation, the whole little 15-minute time span was just crazy as hell.
I would jay a few of my Twitter followers.
You said you would jay some of your Twitter followers?
Yeah, I would.
That's the purpose of Twitter. Shit. That's all they do on there now anyway.
Well, like, Twitter and Facebook is damn near dating sites.
Speaking of social network shit, what is PATH? You know what the fuck PATH is?
Do I know what who is?
PATH. They keep saying it on Twitter. Everybody, like, they keep saying, add me on PATH and follow me on PATH.
Nope, because they gonna have a flag this time. Well, I'm staying away from that. But, you know, we actually got a pretty packed house tonight, you know what I'm saying? Anybody else chime in on the situation of the date that Tory Lanez keep tweeting? Like, this is his own hashtag, fam. It's too serious.
Right.
Y'all can want to talk to me, he might, or get some advice from me. Did you feel to do these things that you talked last week? Did she go bye-bye? I know she's still here.
Wait, what?
I don't think you're understanding what you said.
I don't know what the fuck
Mike
was talking about, so I
start
tweeting.
I don't either. No, you said last week you had to go do jury duty.
Man, that shit was such a fucking waste of my life, dude. So, they were smart, and I didn't get picked for a jury. But I still had to go and sit there the entire fucking day. Like, it wasn't even the point of, like, the whole jury duty thing. It's just being in the courthouse that fucking long and seeing the people that are in there. Like, once she came, I promise you, it looked like she came and started jury duty in her pajamas. I'm like, you just said fuck it, man. And I'm like, when they called her name, like, to potentially get chosen for a jury, I was like, it threw me off. But I later learned that they don't pick our name, like, because there's a bunch of us in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a process, like, it's like a computerized, it's random, that it calls up about 30 of us. And then they send them upstairs to a courtroom, and they choose the 12 out of that 30, and then the remaining come down. So once I knew that, I felt a little bit better, like, wait a minute. So they just really go choose a bitch in some pajamas to go and decide a motherfucker's fate? I don't think that that's safe, but I guess it was cool. it was so hot and stuffy in there, and y'all know I don't really like interacting with people that I don't know. And me being in the room full of them, and it was just this old creepy guy in there. He just kept staring and shit. And I'm like, I was tired. It was fucking, 9 in the morning. I had to be there. And I don't know, being a nigger that I am, even though I said, hey, I don't have to go to work tomorrow, I still had to be somewhere equally early, so I still should have took my ass to bed, but I didn't. So I was up watching Netflix till 5 in the fucking morning. But I was scared to nod off because I'm like, man, this old nigga trying to pull a twine and get a feel in when I go to watch it because it's going to be something before I... But overall, outside of being boring and shit, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I had a little speech planned and shit for if they did call my name to make sure that I did not get selected. I don't know the questions that they were going to ask because I guess it's like depending on whatever case they call you for to find out if you know the people and how you feel about certain things just to make sure you're not biased. But I think after I answered them questions, they would have not only chosen me for the jury, like, not chosen me, but they would have had me escorted from the courthouse. Because I'm, I told everybody, I'm like, I'm damn here. Just if they call me, I'm just going to be on some pure bullshit. I was going to wear my Tupac t-shirt, the one with him sticking up his middle fingers. But my mom was talking me out of it.
Yeah, fine. Like, you definitely on some bullshit.
She was like, you better not wear that. I was like, why? It's just jury duty. She was like,
I would have worn
it. Don't come home. Okay. I have everybody screaming, Attica! Fuck that.
You definitely want to come back to the crib and have you behind some prison walls. I don't think you was a terrorist.
But then, it'd be little raggedy motherfuckers in there. Like, I've been told stories. Those people who you know, when you get selected to be on the jury, they feed y'all, like, the entire time you're there. So, like, they buy y'all lunch, and if y'all there, they buy you dinner and shit. Like, they don't buy you nothing significant. It's like fucking sub sandwich and shit. But, like, people would delay and be picking up their ends and shit so that they can fucking feed them. Bitch, I will punch you in your fucking throat. Don't keep me in here for no goddamn pizza sub. Like, I didn't want to deal with all that. So, God was on my side, and they did not call my name. And there was some people, this one dude, it was a Biggie Hillbilly dude, and he had this faded Mario tattoo on his arm. They called his name about 3 times. The computer pulled his name like 3 times, and he was like, they just will not choose me. And I'm like, yeah, I wonder fucking why, Jethro. But he was cool and plugged my charger in for me because I couldn't reach it, so I didn't want to talk about him too bad. He seemed like a nice guy. He just had me. He's like a white hillbilly tone.
He like a white tone. That's horrible. Wait, so he was 2 foot two?
Oh. I just said he didn't have a fucking tooth.
Man. The friends that we kicking with is just like, that's crazy. Like, me and he's a psycho. Some of us are fat, missing body parts. Then I'm playing,
I didn't
like,
explain the song for the rest of the night just because that whole ass beat didn't show up.
I'm mad if you just categorize us as just fat and missing fingers and shit.
It's the truth, though, man. Like, niggas is fat, kid ain't got no fingers, tone ain't got no teeth, mall ain't got no sense. Like, really? It's a strange book.
Yeah, right. You keep talking that shit. By the time you're 30, diabetes is going to take both of your damn feet. So you're going to be walking around with no feet. Ken ain't going to have no finger. Son ain't going to have no teeth. And it's just going to be all sad for all y'all. Just a bunch of misfits missing shit.
Hey, man, they can take my feet as long as they don't take my fingers, man. I got to be able to play the video game, man. Like, fam, I'm just like, you ever see somebody and you be like, like, they a brave nigga. Like, you don't know how they function in life because you got all your extremities? Like, I don't be getting it. Like, I seen niggas come to the grocery store there first with one leg. I'm just like, really, bro? Like, I just don't know how I would function in life if I couldn't walk.
Never mind. Somebody tweeted earlier. What the fuck
did you say? You got to have some sturdy-ass ankles. Because back when Jamal was fat, that's why he was always falling. I thought his ankles couldn't support his weight. You know, he always fell somewhere. That's why. I don't think Bam talked about falling once because he lost some weight.
Hey, didn't that nigga fall on his birthday once year?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That nigga lost weight, got some sturdy ankles, huh?
I don't know.
I mean, but I'm fat and I don't fall. I mean, when I do fall, it's funny, but I don't fall.
Man, when you slipped on black ice, fam. I have never seen a person fall in slow motion in real life, like without having to actually push buttons on a remote. It just
not people fall in seconds.
And you know what's funny is I always thought that that was just a joke that comedians told until that night. I was like, God damn, you really did just fall piece by piece. Like first his shin went, then his thigh buckled, then his arm went back. I was like, God damn. Like a husky nature. Right. I really wish it was cold that night because I definitely probably would have had my phone in my hand. But it was cold and I was trying to get in the house, so I did not catch that shit. But if I did, nigga, you would never live it down.
Oh, shit. Life on the edge, getting real. So, we got about, yeah, so what I'm about to do is, cause my computer is going to die, I think I'm going to play a song while I get up and go find the charger to it. So, yeah, we're going to take this commercial break real quick, and we find something to play.
You better play something long as hell.
No, I don't need something that long. Pause.
Like a 5-minute track.
No, we only need 5 minutes. God damn, I just saw the song I wanted to play. It's here, somewhere out. Yeah, all we need is 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying? How's your boy? Matter of fact, make sure y'all go download this. Insomnia 2, livemixtapes.com. So I'm about to put everybody on mute. And I'm going to go find my charger for this computer. So we don't die. We just going to multiply.
Hey, Cajun.
Huh?
You sleepy?
No.
PJ.
Hmm?
You sleepy?
No.
You ready to go to bed?
He said, I let it go to bed, Daddy.
DJ Grady.
Time is now, almost 11:30, so we got about 30 more minutes. I don't know what to make of life right now. Having fun, so apparently wine is when I'm a date with a fat chick, and she was a tumbler. And people look like the mama from Good Times. Yeah, kind of like going on.
I'm so sick of him.
So who are you talking about? Yeah, man. Really turned me alarm, man.
What the fuck?
name gon' get you on, that's gon' get you heard.
UTVG, nigga.
Know that. Jack.
At a young age, my granny told me you gotta watch niggas, most of them phony. Everybody in and out your life ain't 100, so they not your homies. Real friends leave footprints in your heart, they'll never leave you lonely. Fake folks smiling in my face, but inside they frowning on me. Deep down, they plotting on me. Backstabbing, man, but keep watching on me. Just cause I don't say shit, don't mean that I won't pop a Tommy. I'm a gun clapper, your blood spotter, knock brain matter all about your body. Show up at your funeral, send more rounds, I'm a real shotter.
Yeah, man, what it do? I'm back in the building now. I think I feel a Mimi rat coming on. Because I just read, like, her last few tweets, and they look like they've been directed at the bisexual fun boy of Twitter.
If I,
you know that movie? Like, every time I log in, like, Nick, sexuality is always in question. Like, nobody trusts that you're straight.
No. Let me correct you. See, you say that Nick's sexuality is in question. There is no fucking question. We already know the goddamn ass. He just won't fucking come out the closet. The motherfucking question. Question means we don't know and would like to know. We already know, so there's no goddamn question to be answered. Fucking sissy.
Shit. What is going on?
Go in, dear.
Well, I called him a sissy. Oh, man, that's funny.
Hey, does Sasha even know she gets slammed here tonight?
Yeah, I don't. That's the wrong light. That'd be crazy when people hop on Twitter, jump in the slander, and don't even realize it'd be them we talking about. Oh, the worst.
I'm just scrolling my timeline, and this shit is hilarious, dog.
Oh, man, it's not. Let me just say, it's not a question. We already know the answer. So, here's a question for you, Mimi. Say that Nick actually finds Rashad, or they bump into each other in the nightclub, or whatever happens. And Rashad gets the best of Nick. Seeing that Nick is kind of gay or all the way gay, does that become a hate crime that he got beat up?
Well, see, I said that before. That Rashad better quit fooling with Nick, because if he end up actually shredding dude, like for real, then he get arrested for a hate crime. I said that before. Because they good for that shit. Like, they be starting shit and provoking motherfuckers. And even with girls, like, gay dudes love to jump and girl fight. Every time you see them, bitch, what? Swinging that little sissy-ass arm and shit, and they want to fight heifers. But soon as a straight dude try to fight them, then they always turn it into, you just trying to fight me because I'm gay. No, I'm trying to fight you because you's a bitch-ass nigga. That just happens to think that you a bitch. They don't have nothing to do with you being a fucking fag. It's because you always talking shit and fucking with people. You just so happen to think that he wasn't going to whoop your ass because he was going to be like, nah, he a sissy. I ain't going to put my hands on dude. And it just so happens that the nigga that you fucking with don't discriminate because he just beat his baby mama up before he even came out to the club. So, I think they need to quit fucking with people.
Hey, it's crazy because Mo retweeted a video earlier of some fags fighting. Man, this nigga maced him and hit him with a quitter, and dude just fell. Like, slumped his ass. He just laid there for a good 20 seconds. Then he got up throwing chairs at him. I'm like, shit. Like, I thought fags used the windmill technique. He just fired his ass on some UFC shit.
And that's the thing that'd be funny to me when I see gay dudes fighting, because I mostly only see them fight, like, they'll fight other gay guys, but that's only like 20% of the time I see them fight. The other 80 is seeing them fighting a female. But it's just so funny because they be swinging so hard. Like, they put their whole little glittery heart into them punches. That's what they do. But I just...
glittery heart. That nigga bleed sprinkles.
Did you just say you sprinkle? I was thinking you said sprinkles before him. Sparkles, maybe. Sprinkles, no, I'll put that to your bloodstream.
No, fat people bleed ice cream, fam. That's what we bleed, the ice cream. Rocky Road or something.
Wait, what?
strawberry sherbet or some shit. I don't know. Ice cream, though.
Who the fuck is that?
And who is who?
Was that you just talking or is that somebody else?
Nah, that was just me. Nigga, it's only three of us on the queue. It's only three of us on air. Everybody else just listening.
I don't know. We thought that shit last time, and then Ken came in creeping out of nowhere.
That's why I thought we was just talking, because I'm like, that's not like Ken. That's why I thought, that's why I asked who it was.
And we did not know that nigga was on the line, and he just came in out of nowhere.
And then that one time Twan did it, he was like, hold on, wait, what y'all said about me?
Well, see, we actually pushed one, though, to get brought in.
Oh, wait. Somebody else is pushing one, so let's see who goes to person.
Yeah, so, like, Tone had actually announced that he was about to come.
484, you are on the air.
Hey, hold on. Y'all knew I was on the line last time. Y'all said, no, no.
Bullshit. Didn't nobody announce my ass was on the fucking phone.
He just popped up again. Like, wait, what?
We didn't know you was on the phone, fam. Like, we had no clue that you was here.
I knew you was listening because his tweets, everything we said, he was tweeting it. When I said right. About the boy being kind of sweet, he tweeted that shit. I was like, dude, ass. Like, he just tweeting everything we say. He's like, I think he's kind of gay. He's kind of sweet. Put a whole bunch of tear emojis and shit.
Y'all ain't shit for that, man. That was funny as hell, though. Like,
Ken always breaking new ground on the Death Fresh show. Like Sam said, he was going to break one.
Nate
people
fighting become the topic of the show. Like, we wasn't just fucking talking about Nick. Make the connection, motherfucker. You know how to listen.
Bro said he was going to J-Twan Mama live on air.
Man, that had to be the funniest shit ever. Dude. I got that in my favorite somewhere, man. I got to go find that shit.
Hey, let that die, man. That was accidental.
Like, fam, really was going to get the mom that work if she'd have been willing.
That had to be the funniest shit ever.
Man, like, hey, honestly, I really felt this one because I know how that feels. Like, my entire time growing up, I had friends thinking that they could bag my mama dude. like, that shit was just, well, if I'm at school, niggas in the neighborhood, man, your mama's fine, man. I'm like, I don't want them to dirty the cash. You better go somewhere. But I remember, our senior year, like, she was dating Jerome at the time still. And matter of fact, I don't know if Tori know him or not, but he used to always kick it with his cousins. But this guy named Rico, like, all of us was tight, and Rico used to always be at the house with us too. But Rico was, like, real tall, and he was a big dude, not like fat, but he was, like, he was well over 6 feet, so he had, like, weight to match his height. And I
yes,
one
it
day,
happened. It happened.
So, no, one day he had some basketball shorts. He was in the back room watching TV. And I guess, I don't know if his pink print was showing or his shit fell out the bottom of his shorts, but Jerome just got to snapping and went up to put everybody out. I'm like, what the fuck wrong with you? And I already yelling at my mama like, and then this big ass nigga sitting back there, goddamn dick hanging all over the shoes, they gotta go. I was like, man. So, I guess he didn't appreciate the fact that Mr. Barney had hang dang and he put everybody out and shit.
Hey, 601, you and the Bill with the Death Row. Hey, that was gross. dog just put everybody out of the house now?
Yeah, he put everybody out.
Six 10, you are in the building if you would like to speak, because you did press 1. Some niggas don't know the beginning of their phone number.
Didn't you say if they would like to speak, press 1? Maybe they just want to listen. They do have that option. They
don't have to call. They press 1.
So why did you just say?
If you press 1, that means you want to talk. I figured they had something important to say. Well, apparently, they didn't. So, bye-bye.
Hey, but Mike did that shit and said that he didn't mean to press 1. And why would I? Well, fuck you too, then.
Oh, yeah, he got upset. He got upset. Fuck you, motherfucker. I'll be pushing 1 on my goddamn show. Like, what? Come on.
I was just saying, for our time being real, nigga, I'm trying to put you well.
All I could do was laugh. I was like, damn, he got mad because I accidentally pushed 1 and shit. Like,
I was trying to be a redneck and put my hood on. Find niggas that want to talk. Niggas definitely don't want to talk. Okay, so let's try this again. 610, you are live in the building.
Nigga, why y'all know what you're doing? You didn't unmute me in the first place.
I did mute you, Jack.
I kept on talking. You kept on saying hello. You didn't unmute me.
This Tory, no wonder. He drunk. That nigga. Man, Tory drinks so much. I don't even think he gets drunk no more. He just drank.
Now, I appreciate you putting that on Twitter. You know, maybe since you don't set your star foot ass up over there.
How was your Vegas trip, fam? I see everybody went to Vegas.
Huh?
I seen the Twitter page, you know. She still beat me, fam? Yeah, she still beat you.
Nigga, I can't hear a word you saying. You sound muffled, Juan.
Hey, Mike,
I don't know why you and Mike trying to be nice. Y'all keep using this word, talking about he sound muffled. Just tell the nigga the truth. He sounds fat, and you can't understand him.
Somebody's asking whether he's trying to eat and talk at the same time. I don't know who it was, though.
Right. See, I don't respect people like that. I'm in control of the board, so when he decides that he's going to be respectful, I'll let him back in.
You're not going to disrespect me with my goddamn joke.
Right. Dude. I'm a real nigga. Power will just be letting nigga talk now. Fuck that. I'll mute you, fam. This nigga had the audacity to tell me. I told him we're a real business, fam. Like, we not getting no checks from this.
Speaking of which, I got a question. Kings, come on, Ron. Is Kings come on?
Yeah, the floss still in the building.
What up?
No, King is going to get charged for rape one day. I believe it.
Check that out, Lester.
It's gonna be raping like the fourth degree, though. He gonna get accused for like groping somebody or something.
Hey, I'm glad that you know what that is, though. Like, I didn't know it was a fourth degree rape for like groping people, man. That's
real, fam.
How do you know that? I got a question. Did you really get mad yesterday with that whole team tournament shit Nick was talking about?
Man, I don't usually like to publicly comment on stuff like that. I'd rather just handle it if the situation approaches. You know what I mean?
First of all, we would not tolerate the fact that he is not being truthful on the Definitely Fresh show. If you said the dude was a bitch ass nigga saying that, then you should say that. Now, let's see if Ken wants to be honest about the situation.
All right, well, I'm going to speak my piece, dude. My thing is, whenever he say Team Turn Up, he talking about the whole crew, basically. And that includes me. Unless you going to just point out, I mean, say who you talking about. That's all I ask. Say exactly who you talking about. Don't say the whole crew, because, I mean, those are my friends. That's who I kick it with. You talk about my crew, we got problems. Plain and simple.
That's why I said that yesterday. He kept talking about Team Turn Up. I was like, Cam probably just fed up because he don't never say nobody's name. So, Cam, hold on. There's more than one person in Team Turn Up. So, who the fuck are you talking about, nigga?
we have another call.
That's understandable because there's more than one person. Like, if you have a direct issue with one person in the group, you go at that one person. I mean,
exactly.
It sounds like you are addressing everybody, but then when you're confronted on it, making it seem like, oh, well, if you feel like it applied, then because you don't want to own up to it. Instead of just saying, yeah, I'm talking to all you bitch ass niggas and calling niggas out on some pot shit, like, fuck you, fuck your kids, and all that kind of shit, you're just kind of playing around it. And hoping that don't nobody get angry.
Yeah, that's why I said that yesterday, because I was like, kid finally fed up, because then everybody was like, Rashad,
My thing is, I've been fed up with this shit. I just been holding my peace, because I'm like, dog,
okay,
don't
okay. Well,
stop that
hold your peace now, so we can let the other caller in, fam. Chill up. This is not time to turn up. When I gave you an opportunity to turn up, you want to tiptoe around the question. And you shut up now. You be Team Shut Up.
So if these two niggas scrap, I'm waiting to see if these motherfuckers. Huh?
So, 526, who is this? Who are you talking to?
Man, stop asking so many damn questions, man. It ain't rape if you yell surprise. Just know that.
I know exactly who that is.
You know what I'm talking about? Never mind. I got real questions though. B, like, I'm gonna start taking bets on that shit for real, cause I want to see this really. I want to see them go head up. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? The shit that's funny to me, like you know, I know both of them like personally and shit. Went to high school with one, you know, then kicked it with the other multiple times. So it's just awkward as shit to see these niggas like real life hawking up. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see
niggas skinny jeans fight, fam. Like, nah.
See, I don't want to see niggas fight over Twitter. Like, that's my whole thing. Like, come on, cuz. Like, fight over.
And that's the crazy shit about it. Dude. It ain't about being over Twitter. It's about, like, who you addressing. Like, just go ahead and say.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, because honestly, if somebody had said some shit like that, I would have probably been like, hold on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you. You need to address the right person, because if the wrong person take it the wrong way, you can get punched by a nigga the chin even though it was kicking it with us.
Well, I mean, when it first started, even Tory did the same thing. He didn't go at dude, you know, bogus, but he's like, Nick, like, well, you got a question or something? He's like, yeah, who you referring to? He's like, well, whoever think I'm referring, like that kind of shit. So even Tory addressed him about that, asking him, like, okay, well, he didn't say no name. He just said Team Turn Up type shit. Like, who are you talking about?
I done seen that same statement get niggas fucked up, like, by somebody who was just in the crowd. Like, that's one of those statements that motherfuckers make when they don't know how to react. They don't, like, because they feel like if they just say a certain person, they're going to look like a bitch. Nah, you're not really looking like a bitch. You look more like, you just look more like you would rather say the safe words than just say who the fuck you calling out. Because if you only call out one person, then the other people really can't say shit. If they jump in, then they jump you. But now if somebody just busting in your shit on the random, it's kind of like, nigga, we didn't know who you were talking about. I just took it as disrespect. Watch him out.
And I guess that's my whole thing. Like, I don't like, from my standpoint, I have no idea.
Does anybody know the origin?
Because I don't follow Rashad, so I don't know.
They said, Nick said he never liked him to begin with. He just been letting him slide for the past few years because he was a Soze guy. But he said he never liked him to begin with. That's what he tweeted, like, when it first popped off.
But I don't know. Like, I just can't wake up one morning like, you know what? Fuck that nigga. Like, something has to happen, man. But, like, I said, like, when I said something to Nick about it, I was like, bro, like, you can't really get mad at everybody kind of jumping on this bandwagon talking shit about you. If somebody would have copped that, like, started that shit, like, with me, I would have tried, I've been that shit in the blood initially. Like, hold on. Like, a lot of y'all don't know me like that. Shit. But if you just laughing and joking about it, you can't be mad at everybody jumped in on it.
Especially when it's on Twitter, fam, like, that's slander, fam, like, because everybody jump in on everybody's slander.
Like, I'm a cool nigga, you know what I'm saying? I make my jokes, but every time I don't even say shit because I don't want nobody to take something I say the wrong way and be like, oh, nigga, fuck you. And then I'm like, yo, it ain't that serious, guys. Now you got to see me straight up. I'm not going to be sitting here going word for word with you. That shit gay as a bitch. Like, it is what it is. Like, no Jason Collins out here, cuz.
And I think that's, like, the whole thing of it. Like, I don't know. Nigga, didn't you just use him as a reference the other day?
Because he's gay. I don't have nothing against his gayness, man.
Whatever.
No, that nigga's
whatever. There is nothing wrong with being a fruitcake as long as they can admit that they are a fruitcake. It's the niggas that can't admit that they're fruitcakes that I have a problem with.
Me too.
Openly gay,
like,
men, they are so cool. They fun to kick it with. They give you good advice and shit. Like, cut his balls like this. I can deal with that. But it's these niggas that be acting like they ain't on that be pissing me off.
Exactly. But, like, my whole thing is, cause, like, you should have gave your, like, teammates the opportunity to support you a long time ago. You wasted your career over to pull this shit. Like, come on, man. Like, nigga. Like, I think he did it as a publicity thing. Niggas, because now teams feel like they got to pick him up. If they don't, they're going to look like they're gay bashing. Speaking of gay bashing, if you fight a motherfucker, like, a gay motherfucker straight up,
it's a hate crime. Nope.
Yeah, right, if you do fight, it's not. It's not a hate crime unless you say, like, gay-ass nigga or something like that. I was about to beat the shit out of this gay motherfucker that, you know what I'm saying, that I know. But he an older motherfucker. Like, he ain't even in our age bracket, but he got to popping off to the wrong one of my family members, and I don't play that whole shit. But,
so you beating up old Sugar Snap, fam? What is wrong with you?
Man, fam, I don't have no filter, nigga. Fuck these niggas. It's certain people that you ain't just gonna let talk shit to, like, certain family members. Like, somebody say something wrong to, like, my auntie or my mama, and, like, you a nigga, I don't give a fuck if you gay or not. I'll beat the piss down your leg.
The piss, mom?
The same.
Man.
Well, seeing that it is now 11:58, we have about 2 minutes left in this here show. I would like to thank everybody who came to the party with the Definitely Fresh show, you know. Sure was a lot different seeing that Tone was not on the board today.
And we ain't miss him just like his teeth.
Shout out to everybody that came through. Shout out to everybody that listened. Shout out to everybody that partake in the conversation via Twitter. So somebody's background is always the loudest when I'm trying to do the end of the show. And I think he'd be Ken background. Ken would be taking five bitches with Hennessy bottles. I don't really know what he'd be doing. But anyway, I'd like to thank everybody who came through. Shout out to me. You know, Tom wasn't missed. He probably won't be here next week, but I will. Shout out to Mike. Monte has been fired, as usual. So, anyway, shout out to everybody who joined the conversation via Twitter, you know what I'm saying? We discussed a lot of topics, fat tumblers, dating, glitter boys, and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen on Death Fresh Show. So, until next time, I guess I'm out this piece. So, I guess I'm going to play a song to end the night. And go a little something like this.
Get to shooting.